The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now I want to read to you a story that was put out by amp.news.com.au. Sink two aircraft carriers. This is from Australia. Chinese Admiral's chilling recipe to dominate the South China Sea. Rear Admiral Liu Yan has told an audience in Shenzhen that the ongoing disputes over ownership of the East and South China Seas could be resolved by sinking two U.S. supercarriers. Taiwan's Central News Agency reports Admiral Liu gave a wide-ranging speech on the state of Sino-U.S. relations. The high-profile, hawkish military commentator reportedly declared that the current trade spat was definitely not simply friction over economics and trade, but instead was a prime strategic issue. He delivered the speech on December 20th to the 2018 Military Industry List Summit. He declared that China's new and highly capable anti-ship ballistic and cruise missiles were more than capable of hitting U.S. carriers, despite them being at the center of a bubble of defensive escorts. Quote, what the United States fears the most is taking casualties, Admiral Liu declared. He said the loss of one supercarrier would cost the lives of 5,000 servicemen and women. Sinking two would double the toll. Quote, we'll see how frightened America is. What do you think about that?
I think it would be tempting and dangerous to simply dismiss this as Chinese Communist Party bluster, because the fact is it's closer to the truth than we want to acknowledge, because the most recent annual report on Chinese military power that the Pentagon puts out stated that the PLA can now use its anti-ship ballistic missiles to attack ships, including aircraft carriers, more than 900 statute miles from China's shorelines. The Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments put out a recent report in December saying the Navy's carrier air wing now lacks the range, endurance, survivability, and specialization to carry out the operational concepts needed to defeat great power militaries such as China's. And perhaps most troublingly, the National Defense Strategy Commission report recently sketched out a scenario whereby China undertakes a surprise attack against Taiwan in 2024, and we simply lack the capability to do anything about it, and we lack the willingness to do anything about it because of casualty aversion, as is spelled out in the report you read. And they also state that if the United States had to fight Russia in a Baltic contingency or China in a war over Taiwan today, Americans could face a decisive military defeat. So to paraphrase the 9/11 report, the system is blinking red right now, and I believe that this is the biggest challenge we face both in the immediate and over the long term. How we confront a rising China in the Indo-Pacific region will determine what the world looks like for the next 100 years.
Now, there's another article from the BBC this morning. Xi Jinping, that's the president of China, says China must and will be reunited with China. Taiwan will be. In a speech marking 40 years since the start of improving ties, the president of China reiterated Beijing's call for a peaceful unification on a one-country, two-systems basis. However, he also warned that China reserved the right to use force. While Taiwan is self-governed and de facto independent, it has never formally declared independence from the mainland. Beijing considers the island to be a breakaway province, and Mr. Xi's comments are in line with China's longstanding policy. But on Wednesday, Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said the island would never accept reunification with China under the terms offered by Beijing. What do you think is going to happen there? And I've got in my mind, Mike Gallagher, Henry Kissinger's long-stated description of Chinese policy, which was periods of growth followed by a sudden, sharp attack on a neighbor.
Yeah, it really is striking the extent to which CCP leaders, and Xi in particular, have abandoned Deng Xiaoping's maxim of hide your strength, bide your time, in favor of combative assertiveness. I think we're sort of reaching that tipping point where they're increasingly brazen across the world, from the militarization of the South China Sea to widespread technology transfer in pursuit of the commanding heights of the global economy to its debt trap diplomacy in developing economies. China is flexing its muscles around the world stage. And it's hard to escape the conclusion that the core motivations, experiences, and goals of the CCP, like those of the Soviet Union in 1946, are inherently irreconcilable with American interests and those of the free world. In other words, they do not believe that they can live with us in the Indo-Pacific. Their core DNA propels them abroad and propels them to push us, you know, east of the Hawaiian island chain. And so this is going to be a long-term competition, and I fear that we are waking up very slowly, too slowly, and we need a combination of things, not only a military buildup, but we need the private sector to wake up. We need companies like Google to have a more constructive relationship with the Pentagon. We need to be able to leverage the assets, the unique assets of our society.
Now, Acting Secretary of Defense Shanahan, who became Secretary of Defense on Monday night, he is an acquisition guy. He's a Boeing executive. He knows this. Do you think we'll finally see the plan for the 355-ship Navy, which in an era of Pacific reach and challenge, along with our underwater submersibles, along with hypersonics, do you think we'll finally see some plans that are rapid deployment plans?
I hope so, Hugh. And I confess I'm working on some initiatives that are not ready for prime time now, what I call Operation Hewitt, which would sort of force the Navy to do exactly this. And I think Congress, even in a divided Congress, really has a role to play here. As we did over the last 2 years, we went through this cycle twice where we got an insufficient budget request from the Pentagon, from the administration, and then we fought tooth and nail to get on the same page with them and increase military spending. We need to move with alacrity here. We need a 355-ship Navy yesterday, not 30 years from now. And it's going to require our best and brightest. And it's going to require all seven shipyards staying alive. It's going to require investments in workforce issues. And it's going to require clear plan and demand signal, not only from the Navy, not only from the Secretary of the Navy, but also right from the White House and from the President himself, who made this a signature promise in 2016.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.